Today we will hear another two movements from Handel's final work in English, his Foundling's Hospital Anthem. When it came to looking after abandoned babies, Venice, with its four orphanages where Vivaldi worked, was way ahead of London, which had none. But after years of hard work and dreaming, Thomas Coram and his wife saw the Foundling's Hospital rise from the ground. It was almost immediately filled to capacity, so another wing needed to be added, and all of this required fundraising. So the hospital's governors persuaded the elderly Handel to put on a benefit concert. Now this was a major effort. Handel needed to round up suitable instrumentalists to form his ad hoc orchestra. He had to find soloists willing to participate, and then line up and prepare the choir. Handel then led rehearsals and the concert himself while seated at his keyboard. It was a lot of work, and although he needed money himself, he agreed to organize and lead the music for this worthy cause because he believed in it. I might add that he was now quite portly, 64 years old, and his eyesight was failing. As we saw yesterday, Handel freely borrowed musical ideas and even entire movements, both from his other works and sometimes from works written by other Germans. Sometimes these borrowings were literal, sometimes words were changed to suit the new occasion, and sometimes the original work served as a model, a source of inspiration. Today we will hear the third and fourth movements. The third movement is an aria for an alto. Handel borrows two of its elements from other works. The text comes from a very brief recitative in Handel's oratorio Esther, written three decades earlier. And the second element borrowed is the music. Now, sometimes he quotes long stretches of another aria he had just finished writing for his next and final oratorio, Jephtha. In his aria for the Foundling's Hospital, Handel's new words fit the hospital's various purposes. The word suckling, for instance, refers to infants the very age the hospital accepted, and the idea that these sucklings can give early praise articulates the very reason these precious lives were worth saving. In the fourth movement, Handel quotes from Daniel 12, verse 3, but he changed a few words to better suit the fundraising concert.